This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump rallied a crowd in central Wisconsin with a list of his accomplishments in office and verbal attacks against protesters seeking racial equality. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
In rural Mozenie, Wisconsin.
A big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together.
President Trump says he'll continue helping American workers.
We passed record tax cuts and regulation cuts.
But if Joe Biden is elected president,
rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Calling for legislation to ban the constitutionally protected act of burning a flag and denouncing governors, allowing large gatherings of protesters, but keeping residents at home because of the coronavirus.
You're not allowed to meet. You're not allowed to talk to anybody. You have to stay in a prison.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Trump's chief of staff told journalists about Air Force One Thursday that the president will not attend next week during the U.N. General Assembly in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who last month said that he wanted to deliver a speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended that debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st and ends on September 29th. In opening remarks Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized this year's focus would be the global response to the coronavirus pandemic, peace and security, disarmament, human rights, gender equality, and more. This is VOA.